Okay, welcome back to Rambam Yomi. We are now in the fourth chapter of Hilchos Deos, and we ended off last, the third chapter of Hilchos Deos, and essentially saying that we really need to make sure that all of our healthy lifestyles are done the Shem Shemayim, that we live life and not abstain from everything in the world because we are trying to service God. And ultimately, we are going to pick off essentially where that has left off, where the Rambam is going to utilize this very long perek to be able to provide us his medical guidance. And remember, the Rambam was a doctor. And remember, most of the guidance you're going to receive now is coming from medieval times. So that was medieval medicine. And so I would definitely caution anyone from following any of the medical advice here to a T, and would actually encourage those to do, you know, those who are interested to look at how many comparisons and similarities there might be between the medicine then and the medicine advice today. But what ultimately I believe the Rambam is trying to express, and this is really a remarkable point of this chapter, the Rambam is literally go through how one's supposed to eat, and how one's supposed to sleep, and how one's supposed to exercise, and how one's supposed to use the bathroom, the restroom, how one's supposed to have relations, etc., 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 or how one's supposed to sleep. All of these different activities that one is supposed to be doing that one might have thought, you know, these things are tangential to halacha, these are tangential to my way of life. They're part of my way of life. They're tangential to my religious way of life. They're not really connected to the Torah. They're not really connected to what the Rebbeinu Shlomo expects of me. And the answer is that's not the case. Says the Rambam, and not only should we engage in this world, but we should do so in a healthy way so that we can really accomplish the purpose that we're here for, and really accomplish a real, true relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and take care of our bodies. Ultimately, our bodies are here on loan, so to speak, and we are responsible to take care of our bodies. Now, again, I want to just again, based on that question I made earlier, essentially what the Rambam seems to be saying is that we have to take medical guidance based on the way it is being taught at the time that we're living. And I think the Rambam would agree that if there was medical guidance that is different than what he is providing us from medieval times, and the details and the information he had at that time may or may not be accurate, and we have the opportunity now to really seek out the medical guidance of those medical professionals from today. So it's important to keep all that in mind. In addition, there are going to be parts of this parak that I'm going to really try to summarize. Again, there are 23 halachos in this perek alone. So I'm going to try to summarize some of them, either because, you know, some of the topics are a little, you know, technical, and again, some of this is really medieval times, and also because, just with time constraints, trying to keep things pretty quick. So I'll read everything, and you're welcome to join along in the reading in Hebrew. But on the translation end, I'm going to do my best to really summarize. Ho v'hayos haguf, bari v'shol nemidachi Hashem hu, sha'ra'i asher shi'avin o yeda davar midias habo revehu cholat. Again, we pointed this out, that you can't be sick and know God, and so therefore you've got to be healthy. Levi v'tarot v'harchi adam tz'atzmo midvarim ha'amdin es haguf, you have to stay away from these that are going to hurt us. L'hanig atzmo midvarim mavrin mechalimim. We have to do things that are going to ultimately keep us healthy and not harm us. Says the Rambam, you shouldn't eat unless you're actually hungry, you shouldn't drink unless you're thirsty, and you shouldn't hold off using the restroom, having a bowel movement, so to speak, if you have to go right away. And again, it's important that people recognize that this may not necessarily be the best advice for everybody. It could be that someone, never feels hungry or never feels thirsty, but needs to drink water to keep themselves. And you got to follow what the doctors are telling you today. So don't hear this and be like, oh, that's the way I should live my life. Follow what the doctors tell you. Follow the guidance of the medical professionals. I'll keep probably saying that, but it's important to keep that in mind. Specifically about kind of when things are happening with exercise and combinations of exercise and eating and bathroom, the next couple of halachos like that until we get to sleep. Lo yachal adam titmale kreiso ela yivchos kimo revia misavato v'lo yishtem mayim v'tocha mazon ela ma'at mazug v'yayin v'kishyat chil Amazon v'itakel me'av shote mashrihu tzarech lishtot. Le'av lishtot mayim afilu kishis akel hamazon. Keep in mind a couple of things. Number one, water wasn't necessarily super clean back then. And so we're going to see certain things about water and wine. You know, they used to drink a lot more wine and the like, or beer, because it was actually kind of the only clean source of drinking. They didn't have filters in the same way that we have, you know, or filtered bottled water, et cetera, et cetera. So keep that all in mind. So you shouldn't eat until one's full. You should only eat throughout three quarters worth of full. And you should really only drink small amounts of water, and it should be mixed with wine. And that's only after your food has been slightly digested already in the intestine. That's what you should drink. Otherwise, you shouldn't drink yet. And then you should really not drink too much water, okay? In general. Again, remember, the water was different back then. And part of this actually will give us insight into like how we should have a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov in all these areas to the Ribono Shalom for the way that we live our lives. That there's such ease and kind of comfort in the way we live our lives, whether it be the food that we eat or the sleeping arrangements that we have and the ability to have an indoor plumbing and bathrooms for that, you know, for that purposes. And just in general, kind of like the day-to-day living that we have is so different from the medieval times, mostly because of the advances that have been made since then. And therefore, it's important to keep in mind that, again, all this guidance is within the framework of that time. But at the same time as understanding that, it's also worthwhile to understand that we are living in a totally different time. Okay, fine. Well, yochal ad sheyibdo gatzmo yafe yafe, kishamayi tzarich nekavav, lo yochal adam ad sheyelech kodim achila ad sheyatchil legufo lachom. We ask him lachto, yegeya biyega acher, kol shodav yana gufo viyiga kol yom avoker ad sheyatchil gufo lachom, viyishkot me'at ad sheyatityashiv, nafsho ve'ochel, v'rachatz v'chamin achar she'aga arei zeh tov, v'achar kach shove me'at ve'ochel. Okay, so one shouldn't eat if they have to actually use the restroom. You should check, and remember, going to the restroom is not a simple feat back then. There were outhouses. You had to go all the way outside, etc., to take care of that. One shouldn't exercise. I'm sorry, one should make sure to exercise before eating, increasing the body temperature. Remember, they didn't have air conditioning or heating, so things were different back then. In general, one should try to do like a sweat-producing task each morning, then rest slightly, and then eat. Again, the Rambam was recommending that one should have hot water after one exerts themselves, beneficial. Also, again, wait before eating. In general, he's going to say that you should basically gap yourself between activities before eating. Again, there could have been major dangers in eating at the wrong time or with the wrong comfort level, the wrong temperature. And remember, there's no refrigeration either. So a bunch of the food recommendations he's going to make are also given the fact that there's no refrigeration. Okay. Gimel la'olam kishiyochal adlam yashev v'mekomo yite al smol lo yalech lo yirkav lo yigav lo yizazea gufo lo yitayel ad sheyis akel hamazon shevim hayav v'chol hametayel achar achlaso ha'o sheyageya harizim maybe al atzmo chala'im ra'im v'kashim. Okay. One should make sure to sit. When they're eating, they should recline to the left and sound a little like the Seder. When they're eating, don't eat while you're walking or riding or exercising. Again, some of this really very well might actually apply today. Again, for medical advice. And don't exert your body. I mean, basically, don't do a workout right after eating. If you do, that will cause serious harm or illness. And says the Rambam, give yourself a rest in between activities in general. Before eating, after eating, you want to give your body some time to be able to digest. Okay. Halacha Dalet. These are going to, next to halacha is going to be more about sleep. Hayom v'alayla chav dalet. Shabbos, the 24 hours in a day. Da'ilu la'adam lishon shlishon shehu shmona shraos v'sof ha'layla k'deshi t'mitchilas shnaso ad sh'tale ha'shemesh shmona shraos. Ultimately, one should sleep for one third of the 24-hour period, 8 hours, and then 8 hours should essentially end right at the beginning of sunrise. So one should wake up right before sunrise, so one should calculate that 8 hours should kind of be before that. Keep in mind, also, lighting was a challenge at the time, so the evenings were longer. So he's just to give you kind of like an idea of like you shouldn't necessarily go to sleep immediately. when the lights go out, so to speak. You try to wait until later in the evening, he says, so that you can wake up closer to when sunrise is happening. Halacha hey, more about sleep. You shouldn't sleep during the day. That's the last thing he says. But you shouldn't sleep on one side. You shouldn't sleep on your face or in front or the back. You should sleep on the side. In the beginning, start on the left side, and then go to the right side. Again, all these details. And then you should again after eating. Here's another good example. Don't go to sleep right away. Wait, 3 or 4 hours before going to sleep. Okay. The next section is going to be the next number of halachos between now and halacha, between halacha vav and halacha yud beis. So the next 7 halachos are going to all be about nutrition advice. Okay. Some of this nutrition advice applies. Some of it wouldn't apply. Take everything with a grain of salt, pun intended. Okay, it says the Rambam, when it comes to laxative foods, you should eat them before the meal, not during the meal. These are the grapes, figs, mulberries, pears, melons, certain types of cucumbers, certain types of zucchinis. Okay? So you shouldn't eat it right with the meal. You should wait until they, become slightly digested, and then you can eat the rest of the meal. Then there are things that are more constipating foods that you should eat right after the meal in small amounts. Those include pomegranates, quinces, apples, and crustaceous pears. Okay, again, it's important. I mean, it's interesting to find out what exactly the Rambam used to eat, what he didn't used to eat, what was available to eat at the time. But again, keep this, grain of salt. Halacha Zayin. Kisha yirtza adam le'echal v'sar of v'basar v'hima ke'echam. When someone wants to eat poultry and meat together, ochal v'tchila basar ha'ov. Start with the poultry. V'chayim beitzim basar of, ochal v'tchila beitzim. If you can have eggs and poultry, start with the eggs. V'sar v'hima daka, v'sar v'hima gasa, ochal v'tchila basar daka, le'olam yaktim adam davar ha'kal o'me'achar ha'chaveit. So let's see, if you have large cattle and small cattle, start with the small one first. In general, anything that's lighter in its makeup should be done. It should be eaten first, so to speak, and then you can go on to the heavier food. Again, you're preparing your digestive tract, essentially. Okay, so it's important to keep this in mind. This is all going to be dependent on where you live, based on cold and hot climates. Remember that we have cold and hot climates, but we also have air conditioning and heat, and therefore we're not constantly living in that type of environment, looking constantly for heat or looking constantly for cold. So it's important to keep that in mind. But he says that in the summer one shouldn't eat, we should eat unseasoned food, no spices or vinegars, for example. And during the rainy seasons, colder seasons, one should eat seasoned foods, spices and mustards. Again, you could speak to a nutritionist whether this is recommended based on where you live. But again, advice from a medieval doctor, which is really remarkable, and a medieval gadol. Okay, so keep that in mind. I mean, he's incorporating this as part of his halachos, which we pointed out at the beginning. Halacha tas yesh ma'achal shahim ra'im v'yoser ha've'od v'ro'i lo'odam shol lachal na'olam kigon adagim ha'gedolim ha'meluchim yishanim v'agvina meluchim yishanim. This whole list is going to be things that are terrible for you. You shouldn't eat them at all. V'hakmein vitriot v'avasar ha'maliach ha'yashan v'yayin migito v'tavshio sheshah anche nadav reicho v'chein komachal shereicho ra'a o'mar yoser v'ele guf kumo sam ha'mavis. Okay, so these are terrible things you shouldn't eat, and there's a whole long list. Large salted aged fish, aged salted cheese, okay, truffles, mushrooms, aged and salted meats, wine from a press. Keep this in mind. This is, again, without refrigeration, leftover cooked food with an odor, or any food that really smells bad or is really bitter. Those are like poison for the body. Okay. Again, keep in mind how grateful we could be. We could, you know, that, you know, some of us probably have a difficulty, you know, when we were children. Oh, I don't want you know, leftovers. But remember, a strain that we live in a time where leftovers is even a possibility. And it can get dangerous for the body. Okay. Okay, so the next following list is going to be things that are bad for you, but they're not as bad as the previous one. You could eat these in really, you know, sporadic format. You should give intervals of time in between, but you should eat little bits of them. You shouldn't constantly be eating these either as a meal or along with your meal. Okay, again, this is all about refrigeration, this first category. Again, large fish, cheese, and milk, which essentially have been left over for more than 24 hours after the milking, right? Again, keep in mind all that we now have pasteurized milk and we have refrigerated milk. It's different, but that wasn't the case back then. So again, these are all should be eaten during the Gishamim, the winter. The rainy season, but if it's in the hot season, if it's in the summer season, you shouldn't eat to them at all. What is this list again? So we listed a couple of them already. We'll pick off after the milk, after 24 hours, the meat of large oxen or he goats, horse beans, lentils, chickpeas, barley bread, matzos, cabbage, leeks, onions, garlic, mustard, and radish. Again, all of these in his time. This is what one shouldn't eat during the summer, but you know, can eat during a little bit during the rainy season. You shouldn't eat them at all in the summer. When it comes to horse beans and lentils, if you eat them by themselves, you should not even eat them during the summer or the winter. And then you can eat squash during the summer. That's okay. Now there's the next category, which is less harmful. These are not as bad as the earlier ones. Says the Rambam, the following list, really, you shouldn't eat too much of these. But again, it's less harmful than the previous one. So someone that is wise and is heroic in nature, is gibor, will avoid these things and mikovish their own yitzer, even if these are really tasty, not to eat these too much. Unless they're necessary for medical purposes, and the list is waterfowl, young pigeons, dates, bread roasted in oil or kneaded in oil, flour which has been sifted so that there's no bran left. It's basically like our white flour today, essentially, I think. Fish brine or pickled fish oil. Some of this you might say, I ain't eating that because it just doesn't sound good. But some of it, again, so the Rambam says at his time, these were things that as a doctor he would recommend and not eat lo olam. And again, he would say that's a religious value to make sure to do things that are healthy. Lo olam yimna adam me atma me peiros ha'ilano. So this is going to come as a surprise probably to some, although again, nutritionists might argue similar things. You should avoid fruits. Fruits from the tree, don't eat them in too much. You shouldn't eat too much of them, even when they're dry, but definitely not when they're fresh. And guess what? If they're not, isbashlu here means that they're not ripe. Kol tzarikon, if they're not fully ripe. Harehen ki charavos laguf, they're like swords in the body, right? That's pretty bad. Vehechein acharuvim rayim la'olam, and carobs are always bad. Okay, some might say that about the taste of the carob, but he's saying for the body, it's no good. V'chalaperis achamutzin rayim, ve'enoch le'mehem elam at b'yimos achama, v'mekam v'sacham. In hot locations or summer, you eat small amounts of pickled fruit. Otherwise, don't do that. V'atehen v'anavim, The best of the pre-alanos are figs, grapes, and almonds, and those you could really have as much as you know as you need, but you shouldn't eat them constantly. It could still be a problem. Again, this, but of the peiros ha'ilon, these are the best. Okay, halacha yud beis. About halfway there, dvash ra'yayin ra lektanim biyafel zekeinim. This is especially when it gets cold, but honey and wine are bad for the young, but great for elderly, especially when it's raining and cold. The last advice he has when it comes to nutrition is that during the summer, one should really eat 2/3 of what one is eating in the winter. Remember, initially he says don't eat more than 3/4, 3/4 of one's appetite. So of that 3/4 of appetite you would eat during the winter, in the summer you should eat 2/3 of that. Okay, say it. The next three halachos, your gimel through your tesvav, will all be about using the restroom. I'm going to try to speak about this in a nucky way, in a clean way. So again, we'll use the terminology of using the restroom, it's referring to bowel movements. Let's put it that way. Fine. The old Mishnah of Adam, she you may have rafin kol yamav yekarov the shulshu ma'at v'zek klal gadol berefua kozman shehar I nimna o yotze bekoshi chala imra imba im uveme yirpe Adam mayav im is amsu ma'at im hayav achur yachol b'boker meluchim shulukim mitubalin. This is very interesting. One should make sure that they're using the restroom in the right way and that it's not causing any difficulty, so to speak, in that area, in constipation areas, because that would cause a lot of disease. And he has two different solutions. Again, this is just very interesting. Well-cooked halimi with olive oil, pickled fish oil, and salt without bread, or the other remedy is boiled water from cooking spinach and cabbage, meaning take the water out of that, mix that with some olive oil, pickled fish oil, and salt, and use that, and that should help in these situations. Okay, this is just, I mean, it's fascinating kind of what the model of medication and working around things in the past were, and have a similar type of thing we have now. We could go to a local pharmacy and buy whatever medication one needs. So again, it's another opportunity for us to have a karas hatov, that we live in a time where pickled fish oil, sorry, is not the number one remedy for our diseases. Okay, ve'im hayah, that's not to make, if anyone uses pickled fish oil out there, I'm not poking fun at that, but you get the idea. Ve'im hayah zakin yishte devash mazug ve'mayim chamim. Okay, those two initial suggestions were that a young person should do that during the morning. But if you're elderly, should drink honey diluted with hot water, then they should wait for 4 hours, and then you could eat your regular meal. And you should do this 1, 3, or 4 times, basically 3 days in a row, essentially. So before every meal, an elderly person would drink honey diluted with hot water. Okay, good. The next two halachas are going to be about exercise. So Dedal and Tesvav. Sorry, initially I told you that the Gimel through Tesvav were going to be about restroom. Yedal and Tesvav now are going to be about exercise. But Oh, Klal Acher Omru B'Rias Aguf. Another thing about Rias Aguf, keeping yourself healthy, goes much harder. Miss Amel Biagea Arbe, the Ainur Savea Mayav Rapun, Ain Choli Ba Ella, Allah, sorry, the Kocha Miss Hazek, Rafil Ocha Machosarayim. Even if one's going to eat all the wrong things, based on my nutritious advice that I gave you for plenty of halachos, even if you eat all the wrong things, if you exercise intensely, and you don't eat till, let's say, until, you know, you only eat until 3/4 full, not fully, and, you know, the movements are going well, then you'll never have sickness, you'll be constantly strong, and that's wonderful. In fact, at the very end of these halachas, you're going to see the rabbis basically make a promise that if someone follows these rules, they're going to have a guarantee that they're going to stay healthy. Okay, from him as a doctor, which is a pretty big deal. He was a pretty big deal of a doctor at the time, not only a massive gadol. But halacha tesva lechol misha who yoshev levetach ve'eno misam. But let's say someone is a couch potato; they don't do any exercise. Oh misha masha kavav o misha meyav kashin. If you hold back using the restroom, or if it's not going well for you, maybe you're eating all the right things, and you're watching all the medical advice, you're constantly going to be in pain, you're going to be sick, essentially, and you're going to lose your energy. If you eat too much, it's terrible for the body. Most bad things that take place to the body are really a result of overeating or eating the wrong things. Even if you're eating all the right things, if you're eating way too much of it, it's also not good. This is fascinating. Okay, says Shlomo, whoever guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from the stress. So what are we referring to there? So one would probably imagine you should be careful what you say. Says the Rambam, that's one thing, but it's not both. Be careful not to eat bad things. He's not only saying isurim here, by the way. He doesn't address food that is usher to eat at all. He's talking within the category of mutter food to eat, kosher food to eat. You should make sure you're eating the right foods and not eating bad foods for yourself. We talked about earlier, one should only talk about the right amount of things. You should be quiet. That was another one of the pieces of advice we had earlier, Perek. Again, both of these are the way to live life. Okay, next, the next two halachos, Tes Zion and Yud Zion, are both going to be about bathing suggestions. Again, remember back then, bathing wasn't as common, it wasn't as easy. You didn't have, again, indoor plumbing to be able to have showers, for example, or bath. They had to go to a bathhouse, and there were germs at the bathhouse, etc., etc. And again, remember, when they left the bathhouse, it wasn't like their clothes were the same quality as the clothes we have now, or that they were able to go into a temperature-controlled area. They were going into the regular living experience. Whatever the temperature was outside. So keep all that in mind as we're learning these halakos. Derech harechitza. How do we do bathing? Sheikanes adam lemerchat mishiva yamim leshiva yamim v'lo yikanes samach la'achilo v'lo kshura eiv elek jiatchil amazon letakel. Okay, so what should one do? You should only come once every 7 days, basically, which is probably fascinating for anyone to hear here. And only after the food has been digested, not when you're hungry. Again, remember, the Rambam, as we were talking about the food earlier, you should always have a break before eating and after eating. Make sure you're not running into the next activity. Okay, so how should one wash themselves? Roches, again, remember, this is all about temperature control. Roches kol gufo b'chamim she'ena guf nechve mehen. Roche v'levad b'chamim she'ena guf nechve mehen. Okay, so the body should be in non-scalding water, but hot water, and the head should be in scalding water. Okay, it should be hot. Good. Says the Rambam, you should constantly get colder and colder, essentially, for the body. You should have tepid water, then cooler than that, until it gets to cold water. So you're constantly easing your body into colder water, whereas the head should never be in colder water. It should remain in the hotter water. Fine. You should never, even the body shouldn't be in cold water in the winter weather. Again, remember, keep in mind, again, the temperature control. Says the Rambam, one should only bathe in a situation when they are, they have built up a sweat and they've been massaged, so to speak, I guess, by the water experience, and don't stick around in the bath too long. Basically, when one is at that level again, sweating from the bath experience, then you should rinse off and leave. Good. You should also be careful, make sure to check to go to the bathroom before and after the bath. And the Rambam is going to give us 10 different categories, when 10 different times one should make sure to be very careful and make sure whether they have to go to the bathroom before or after. One of them is the bath. The same with eating, before and after eating. The same with relations, before and after relations. Before and after doing exercise, before and after sleeping, all of these, there are 10 different times, which has to be very careful to make sure that they're being extra careful about checking about the bathroom. Good. What about when one is leaving the bath? Again, remember, temperature control. They don't want to get chills. They don't want to get cold. So you have to get dressed, basically, especially the head and the body should get dressed before one goes into a cold area. Even when it's hot outside, you still have to be careful. Remember also, by the way, if someone got the cold, after the regular cold, that could have been deadly at that time. Whereas today, again, we have, with all of the other things that come along with it, even beyond this exact experience, with all the other pleasantries of life today, so to speak, of temperature control and medications and doctors, et cetera, et cetera. We have, nutrition value, et cetera. We generally have the ability to really withstand some of the minor things that really could have killed someone back then. And so therefore, again, you have to be extra, extra careful to the Rambam to make sure not to get themselves in danger. So they have to wait until they're warm, basically, until the warmth went away after the bath, and then they can go out. Vim yashen me'at kishayetzi min amerchatz kodem achida harei ze yafim ma'od. If they take a short nap between taking a bath and eating, that's good also. Yishamayim karim betzeso min amerchatz. You shouldn't drink when you're actually at the merchatz. You shouldn't drink cold water after the merchatz. You might have thought, oh, I was sweating there, I got to drink water. Don't drink cold water. Again, based on the times at the time. And let's say you're really thirsty, because you yotze min merchatz when you come out of the bath. Mix that water with wine or with honey, and then you can drink. It's a good thing to make sure to anoint oneself with oils after the bath, especially during the winter. Again, to care for one's body, one's skin. Good. The next halacha is about bloodletting. Halacha yudches liyargil adam the hakiz dam tamid. You shouldn't bloodlet too much. Remember, bloodletting at the time was the medical preferred response when certain. When certain things were off. In fact, they thought that certain components of the body were out of whack, and so you had to bloodlet to let some of it out. Turns out that today, there's a resurgence of the desire of using of bloodletting, or really donating blood in that sense, because it's healthiest, apparently, and refreshing for the body to produce new blood. And so there's a recommendation to do that, but not in the same way that it was in the past. But again, the halachos would still apply. You shouldn't bloodlet too much. But lo yakiz ella imi yetzarech lo biyoser. You should really need to do this in order to do bloodlet. Lo yakiz lo biyosachamav lo biyosachishamim. Ella ma'at b'nisan ma'at b'mei tishrei. Don't do it during the really hot or really cold times. Do it in Nisan and Tishrei when the temperature is somewhat really in the middle. U'me'achar chamishim shana lo yakiz kla. After 50 years old, you can't bloodlet at all. Again, we have similar rules when it comes to donating blood. For example, there's an age that would be too old in order to donate blood. Bloyakis adam dami kanes lemerchatz bo bayom. You shouldn't donate blood and then go to take a bath. Bloyakis v'yetz l'derech. You shouldn't go on a journey afterwards. And they always tell you to take it easy a little bit. Bloyom sheyavo min haderech. Or when you just return from a journey, you shouldn't bloodlet. V'yochav v'yishter v'yom ha'kazal pachasim mashehu ragyo. That time the Rambam says you should eat or drink less than what you typically eat or drink. In the day when you're bloodletting, it could be that the medical professionals would argue today that you should have to make sure to give yourself more of those nutritional value of the food and the drink before and after donating blood, for example, today, to make sure the body can catch up. Again, all based on the time. Be very careful. If you have to rest, don't take an exercise. during Bladud. Okay, the following halachos, I'm not going to go into every single detail, but the following halacha, specifically the next halacha, Yutas, is all about relations, and we're going to do this, I'm going to read the Hebrew, but we're going to do very, very brief kind of summary, and one who wants to read it inside is more than welcome. Shukwa Zerah, Hi Koach Aguf, V'chayav Me'ora Einayim, V'chol Shetesei B'yoser Aguf, Kala V'kocho Kala V'chayav Ovdin. Shinav no flows, v'harvi ke'evim chutz me'elu bayim alav. Okay, it says, v'amru chach me'rofim, echa me'elach meis mishar, achalaim v'elach me'rov atashmish. Says the medical professionals at the time, essentially, having relations in general is a tiring experience, essentially, and can really damage the body if it's done too frequently. We're not going to go into too many of the details, but he talks about all the things that happen to the body if it's done too frequently. And the Rofim basically say, and the medical professionals of the medieval times essentially say, that 1 in 1,000 people die from other illnesses, and the other 999 essentially die from this issue. Fine. If you want to live a good life, you have to be very careful of this. Okay. And he's going to give you, basically, I'm not going to go into all of these, but he's going to give you kind of when one should or should not have relations. Again, I'm going to read it inside, but I'm not going to go into the details. Okay, so now he's repeating some of the halachos. Again, the earlier parts I'm not going to translate, but he's repeating some of the components that and he said earlier that, you know, if someone's hungry or if someone just ate, they shouldn't jump to you again. That's with any, actually, the actions after eating or being hungry. Essentially, one shouldn't go into exercise or any other form of really anything. Sleeping also, they said to wait, you know, remember. So says the Rambam, you want to take a break before that and relations. But you have the cover of code and be'ilu ma'achar be'ilu. We already said that you have to be careful about using the restroom before and after. V'lo yivol me'uma v'lo me'usha v'lo b'ayisam erechatz v'lo b'yom she'ikanis l'merechatz v'lo b'yom ha'kaza v'lo b'yom yitzila derech v'yom ha'derech lo l'fneim lo l'achreim. Again, a bunch of other guidance about when one should not. You can look over there for more guidance. And again, this is all based on the medical knowledge of the time. Good. Chalach ha'chal. We're almost there. This is very powerful terminology. You're not going to need a doctor. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be physically strong your entire life. If you follow my guidance, says the Rambam, you have a guarantee. I'm guaranteeing you that you will be healthy. Wow, it's powerful. Again, in the time was, again, he was a major doctor at the time. He was giving, you know, guidance to those at the time, basically saying, this is the way you should live your life. And remember, people didn't have access to doctors. So if they had a copy of this, Ram basically is saying, follow this guidance, because it'll basically give you the right to guidance in general. So that guarantee kind of is only in the case where your body basically is healthy. But if you have a situation where you have a pre-existing condition, so to speak, then this calculation is not going to guarantee anything. Or if you were involved in terrible behaviors beforehand, and now you suddenly started to follow my guidance, like that's not going to fix all the problems you created earlier. Or if there is a plague or a drought in the world, in those cases, again, I can't guarantee you anything. But if everything else stands equal, my guidance, says the Rambam, will keep you healthy. You should only follow these things if you're healthy. If you're sick, if one part of your body is sick, or if you've been doing terrible behaviors for a long time, there are different ways of living, you know, responding to those things, of basically getting yourself healthy. You have medical writings about these things, and you should follow the medical writings, medical guidance. Again, you should follow any change from the conduct which one normally follows is the beginning of sickness in general. Good. Okay, so when you see a change in your day to day experience, you know, you have a cough, you have new things, that's the beginning of the sickness. Fine. Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel. What happens if there's no doctor? Kol Makom She'ein Bo Rofe. Echra Bari VeEchra Nachola Ein Ra'ei Lo LaZuz Mikol Adrachem Eilu Shem Rebbeher Gzeh. Essentially, it says the Rambam, if you don't have a doctor telling you exactly what you should do, as I told you in Chaf Aleph that you should do if you're sick or whatever it is, you need a doctor to tell you what to do. So if you don't have a doctor to tell you what to do, follow my guidance anyway. It's not ideal for someone that's sick or whatever, but better to follow my guidance than to come up with things on your own, says the Rambam. So whether you're sick or you're healthy, follow my guidance. Kol Echa Mehem Lachris Tova, maybe. It's going to be beneficial for you. Kol Ir She'ein Ba. This is just the last halach, which is important for, in general, you know, what needs to exist in the community. Now that he mentioned, let's say you don't have a doctor, so he's going to say, that's not ideal to live in a place that doesn't have a doctor. But you know what? It's also not ideal to live in a place that doesn't have a bunch of other things. So here are the 10 things that you really need to make sure you have, the Talmud Chacham, if you're going to live in a place. Okay, Kol Ir She'ein Ba, Asar Devarim Ha'elu, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Ladur Batocha. Can't live in this place if you don't have the following 10 things. Rofe, you need a doctor. The Uman, okay, you need to have a blood letter. Ubeis HaMerchatz, you need a bathhouse. Ubeis HaKisei, you need a toilet. Umayim Mitsuyin Kigon Nahar Mayan, you need an available water source, regardless whether it's a river or, you know, etc. Ubeis HaKnesses, you need a shul. Umalam Tinokos, you need an educator for the children. Vilavlar, and you need a scribe. Okay, the Gavai Tzedakah, you need someone that's going to be responsible and take responsibility for Tzedakah, the charity in the community. And based in Makim Echovshin, you need to have a rabbinic court that has the ability to give corporal punishments and jail sentences. And ultimately, what the Rambam is saying is you got to be careful where you're living. Make sure you're choosing the right place to live, because ultimately you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to have the benefits of these various components of day-to-day living, including a doctor. That's how he came up to it, because he just said, if you don't have a doctor, this is what you should do. So, a quick summary, because it's been a long paragraph. Here we go. So, he starts off basically saying, you got to make sure that all your ways are really healthy, and you shouldn't do things that are unhealthy. And he says that that's not just medical advice, he happens to be a doctor, but it's actually religious advice to live life in a healthy way. And he tells you how one should exercise, how one should use the restroom, how one should eat, and what one should eat, and how one should sleep. And a lot more of what one should eat, a lot of nutrition advice, okay, and how to respond to different, challenges in eating, okay, and using the restroom, and what one should do for exercise, and how one should exercise every day, and make sure that that's going to be a component of your day-to-day living, because it'll help keep you healthy, and how one should bathe, and how one should leave bathing, and how one should bloodlet or not bloodlet, depending on the timing, and one should have relations or not have relations. And how one should, in general, live their life to make sure to keep a healthy life. And he makes that promise towards the end that if you follow his ways and you're healthy in general, and you haven't been going in terrible ways, that he could basically guarantee that you're going to live a healthy life. What I would just recommend to say to everybody, again, is remember that the medical advice is all based on the guidance of the medieval time and the kind of medical wherewithal and the knowledge of the time. But this gives us really a lot of interesting insight. Number one is we should make sure that whenever we are making decisions in our life, we're choosing healthy decisions. Even if we want something, eat something, you know, it's really, really amazing. It's going to be really damaging to your system. Don't eat that, says the Rambam. Be careful. And again, basic nutritionists will tell you the same thing today, and doctors will tell you the same thing today. So be careful, kind of, you know, follow the medical advice of the time, but also recognize that all of our decisions are going to be really impactful to our bodies. And as you pointed out in the last paragraph, and as you pointed out again today, if you're ill, you can't serve with Banishlam, so you need to make sure that you're constantly taking care of yourself. And this is an interesting reminder, again, also kind of the opportunity to do Akar Satov, to be able to thank the Baruch Shalom, and thank the Baruch Shalom that we have, for all of the wonderful things that we have in our lives, today, in living in the 21st century. I understand this is a little bit longer than usual, but it was a longer parak than usual. Have a wonderful day.